Generation X on Joy 94.9 at 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on Monday. It's 2012, first show of the year. Emma, Anna, Pat and Matt in the studio today. I said the names in the reverse order there, so I was getting a bit confused. Welcome to the studio, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Did you guys get up to a lot this year, this Happy New Year?
I had a party at my house and it ended up quite feral, so...
Yeah?
Yes, and yesterday was just spent pretty much gagging on my own... Was cleaning up in my apartment. It was not the greatest moment of my life. The place just smelled like alcohol all day, and I couldn't escape it because the heat was just painful.
Yeah, how have you guys been coping with the heat? Because it's been pretty bad today. Yeah.
I'm actually totally okay with the heat.
Really?
I went for a bike ride this morning with my partner. It was awesome. It was really hot, but it was really good.
A bike ride?
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Sweaty. Know, right? It was disgusting.
She didn't even do it before 9 a.m. It was after 9 a.m.
We
the
got
sun
in the pool
hot.
After, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're okay with the heat. What is that? What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I have no idea. I actually prefer the cold, but I don't mind the heat. I cope with the heat.
So. Yeah.
I like the heat until, like, it's just... you're panting and can't actually walk a friggin' block because it's just, it's so painful.
Yeah, yeah. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. We've got a pretty big show coming up. We're playing some audio grabs of Kevin Yee, who Matt knows a little bit more than I do about, who's got a song about Ellen DeGeneres.
Dancing like Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about Ellen DeGeneres just before off air because of the Nicki Minaj clip. Ellen DeGeneres had these little girls on who sang a Nicki Minaj song, and it was very cute and sweet and everything. So get onto YouTube and watch that because it's quite funny. We're also a couple of stories from gay school. One of them involves Kelly Clarkson and Ron Paul. The other one, Rick Santorum, who wants to annul all gay marriages in the United States. And plenty, plenty more. Plus, last week I played some Dan Savage clips. This one, I've just got one more clip to play that I really wanted to play. And Shit Girls Say. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, the Shit Girls Say series. I can say shit on air. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Yes, get your SMSs in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Emma's on the panel today. What are we playing next, Emma?
Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
Hai voglia di associarti con altre donne italiane? Archie Lesbica Australia is a social support group for Italian-Australian women who identify as lesbian, bisexual, gay, trans, intersex or queer. Archie Lesbica Australia holds regular events aimed at enriching our identity as non-heterosexual Italian-Australian women. Collegamento fra donne di origine italiana. Call 0408 137 037
or online at archielesbicaaustralia.org.
The Melbourne Chargers are Victoria's first gay rugby team. They're looking for people of all ages, fitness and sexuality to play for and support them on and off the field. If you'd like to give it a try, pun intended, visit melbournechargers.org for details on how you can get involved and for upcoming events. melbournechargers.org.
It's Generation X on Joy 94.9. It's about 14 minutes past 7 o'clock on this very, very hot Melbourne day, 40 degrees. I hope you guys are somewhere air-conditioned. And if not, I hope you're in a pool somewhere or something. I don't know. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Hey, Matt, you're on Twitter.
Indeed.
And you've been chatting with a guy called Kevin Yee.
Kevin Yee, yep.
So who's Kevin Yee?
Kevin Yee is a musician. He mostly sings, though, during his YouTube. But he's up and coming. He's only done maybe 10 different songs at the moment, but they're all hilarious from what I've listened to so far.
Yeah, so they're basically just drawing on pop culture. We were talking earlier about Ellen DeGeneres, and he's got a song about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yep, Dance Like Ellen DeGeneres.
Dance Like Ellen DeGeneres. Have a listen to it. This is Generation X on Joy.
Hi, this is Masha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Hi, you're listening to Generation Next on 949. It is 18 past 7. You're listening to Patrick, Emma, Anna, Matt.
And Jacob.
Jacob. I knew I'd lose one at the end. Nerves.
That's all right. Five names to remember. It's just too much. That's it. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Hey, one of my favourite pastimes in the world is Twitter, and I spend about 20% of my life blocking spam on Twitter, and that's, I think, the same thing on Facebook. You guys block each other, but Anna, you had an episode where you were blocking people, even though they weren't actually spam.
Report abuse was my strategy at one stage. It was just anybody I didn't know or I didn't want to talk, just report abuse. You message me, I don't want to talk to you, report abuse. So, yeah. That was my strategy, yeah. And it works pretty well.
So what happens? What are they doing to evoke the wrath of Anna? Oh,
it doesn't take much.
No, it really doesn't.
I got it at one point. So
yeah. It's you know Matt was poking the bear a little bit too much, just report abuse. Trolling. Yeah.
So what comes up for you, Matt, when Anna has a go at you? Yeah. Pretty much.
It's a multitude of warnings. It's either you are spamming or what have you reported me for before? Inappropriateness, I think.
I think yeah. You get something along the lines of like it pops up and says.
Do you get to write like a message or what you're reporting them for? Or
that'd be good.
Yeah, you do. You have to fill out like a thing saying what they're doing.
You go to way too much effort.
I don't think you have to. I think it's like a thing where you can kind of write in what is going on, or you just click report abuse and then you like send it to Facebook administration, and then Matt gets a message going a user has reported you for inappropriate behavior.
What's
going
to happen though when people come back and say to Facebook, I received this in error, and then 100 people say that? You're going to get banned off Facebook.
Reports abuse.
It's a bit like the internet equivalent of running to the teacher in the primary school. Hey, something to me. But you're on the receiving end of the block. Is there some way, Facebook recourse, I guess?
There is. You can. It does come up and say, if you've received this in error, please contact Facebook. But nobody's going to go to the effort of doing that. I mean, it's just Anna.
Are there little Facebook elves going, oh no, this person's been very badly treated by this other person on Facebook?
I think it's just Mark Zuckerberg sitting in his mansion. Just
laughing to himself.
Rolling in cash.
And we were talking earlier off air about the weird random people that show up uninvited in your Facebook feed. I've got somebody called Giancarlo, and I don't know anybody called Giancarlo in
like
real life.
Quite a quality person. I'd keep that.
Yeah, that's a European holiday waiting to happen.
But this is actually unique to me by any means. Pat, you've had people that show up in your face.
Because I'm quite a deleter of friends. I always go through, as I've said earlier on this show, I have a 250 limit and just delete if I get more. But I scroll through and I'm just like, who are you? Like, I don't know how they got there. I wouldn't have added them. I add no randoms or anything. And it's just so weird, they just appear.
Yeah, so what do you do to check whether they're legit or not?
Well, I do a little bit of a stalk, so I just like stalk every little bit of their life to see if I have any sort of connection, and then just delete them.
None.
That's becoming really easy with the new Facebook timeline too. You can go back to like 2007 and be like, just troll through their entire life.
Now I know you pretty much, so I can keep you.
Yeah.
Are you guys able to make sense of the new Facebook timeline? Because I'm not a huge user of Facebook.
No.
Twitter is my poison, but I've looked at the new Facebook and I can't make any sense of it.
I've already got it. I already got the timeline. It's so fantastic.
Much. Yeah. Ultimate stalking opportunity. If you totally. Need it, I've gone through like most of my friends and you're just like, it's like 2007 and you're like, I didn't even know you then, but now I know everything you did.
Yeah. That's why I don't want
to
get it.
You can look at their statuses from like 2007 or things that without having to go through.
What's
all
the
of their
advantage
wall?
In that?
If you have no life and stalk like me, it's just like the greatest thing that'll ever happen.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're if you've got the new Facebook timeline and you've been able to work it out, which I haven't, SMS the station 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or we're on Twitter on Generation X, twitter.com/GenXJoy949 and Emma's reminding me on Facebook. So just search Facebook. Facebook, Generation X on Facebook and you'll find us there. Emma, what's the next song that we're playing?
We're playing Forget You, performed by Gwyneth Paltrow and the Glee. Ooh.
Hey, this is Leah Michelle from Glee, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
People who say that gay people are seeking to redefine the institution of marriage need to look around. We're not seeking to redefine the institution of marriage. Straight people redefined past tense already, it's done. Straight people redefined the institution of marriage to an extent where it no longer makes any logical sense to exclude same-sex couples from the institution as straight people rebuilt it and practice it now. Marriage used to be one man making a gift of a piece of property to another man. One man gave the property called daughter to another man and it became the property called wife. She had no rights. She was his thing. She could be disposed of, beaten. Her children were her. She couldn't own property. She was a child. She was chattel. That went on for millennia. And then straight people, to their credit, in the West, said, you know what, this. And redefined marriage. And what is it now? It's two completely equal, legally autonomous individuals who've made a commitment to each other. What defines their commitment? Ask them. It can be, when you're talking about heterosexual marriage, it can be monogamous or not. They can have children or not. It can be a religious ritual or not. It can be for life or not. It's up to them. There are certain things we understand about what marriage means for everybody, but beyond those very limited things, marriage is, every single marriage is whatever the two people in it say that it is. It's only now when gay people who've looked at that institution and said, we deserve in, we deserve equal rights and equal treatments, our relationships deserve the same protections and responsibilities. It's not all, you know, cake, right? That people say, oh no, marriage is about monogamy and children. Really? Mark Sanford? It is? Bill Clinton? It is? Newt Gingrich? Bob Dole? Liddy Dole? It is? Really? No, it isn't. It isn't. My grandfather got remarried in his 60s. That wasn't about making more babies. It was about something else. Marriage is and does something else. And if it's about babies, I got a baby. Let me get married. If not for us, for him. If marriage is about protecting children, and children deserve married parents, let my child's parents marry. The same state that made me this kid's parent will not let me marry this kid's other parent. And then argues in the state Supreme Court decision in Washington that upheld the ban on same-sex marriage, argued that gay people shouldn't be allowed to be married because marriage is about children. And there we are with our child that the state made us as a couple the parents of, going, wait, what? Tarded.
Generation Next. Love it.
That's it. This is Generation Next. It's 29 minutes past 7 o'clock. That was Dan Savage, who we played a couple of videos of last week. That was another one that I really had to play. It was talking about the institution of marriage and how it's sort of evolved over time and how it doesn't make any sense now to exclude gay people, considering the way that straight people have kind of deconstructed it and rebuilt it in the last couple of decades and centuries with the sort of the feminist movement and everything. And I am... obviously a huge fan of Dan Savage, and I'm flying to Scotland in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to get all his books and stuff on audio tape and everything and listen to it on the plane to distract myself from plane food and all that sort of stuff. So plain people, yeah. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. What are we playing next, Emma?
Kylie Minogue Shocked. Kylie Minogue Shocked.
Hi, this is Kylie Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Hi, guys. It's 7:33. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
You certainly are. Anna and Matt's in the studio, and you guys are friends. Indeed. You've been friends for a couple of years now, and you guys have your own Tumblr account and podcast.
We did.
The Tumblr did. Is in a temporary hiatus at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you guys had your radio premiere and everybody just deserted you.
Yeah. Just died.
We didn't look
died
back.
Completely.
No.
Yeah. No.
Was there the perception that you'd sold out? Maybe.
Maybe it was, actually.
We got a little bit of hate mail, I think, at one point from people who were like, why are you posting?
Yeah.
We can't code.
But we got some really good feedback about the radio show from people that have listened, and so, I don't know, maybe they just got tired of us and moved on.
So your Tumblr account is or was about offering advice to people, and the new one is about confessions.
Yeah, Anna's not currently involved in that one, but that's only because she's been busy. But the confession blog, confession-booth.tumblr.com, it's gotten 550 followers in the past 2 weeks, and 1,300 posts, I think it's up to. So that's pretty epic.
It's impressive in Tumblr
how it's
language.
Going.
Yeah.
1,300 posts on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Is that just you re-tumblering, reposting?
No, there's absolutely no reblogs on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, none. It's all original content on there. So.
Do you just not go outside ever?
That's pretty much what it's been like, actually.
It's getting vomiting.
It's getting maybe 40, 50 questions a day. So it's going off at the moment. It's crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. I had a bit of a grab of Josh Thomas speaking earlier this year on the Q&A show. I think he pretty much nailed the whole gay marriage issue on Q&A, which was in June. And he's since appeared as a panelist on Q&A since then and had a web question for, as I recall, the Australian Christian Lobby Managing Director, Jim Wallace. But this is Josh Thomas speaking on the panel about marriage equality and Julia Gillard's reticence.
I think the reason why Julia Gillard at the moment isn't just allowing us to have gay marriage is because she doesn't think it's really a priority. I'm not sure, because she's never given us an answer. A lot of people say it's because she's bowing down to Christian lobbies, but I'm not that cynical. I think she just doesn't think it's a priority. So I think this is an important opportunity for somebody to really personalize the issue and maybe understand all the kinds of sensitive parts of the issue that people don't understand, which is, you know, kind of how big a problem homophobia is for young people in our country. Do you know what I mean? I was talking to my boyfriend. My boyfriend would be at this dinner with me, and if I was with her, I would get him to tell her the story that broke my heart about when he was 12 and he was getting like bullied on school camp at the beach, and he just ran into the ocean and tried to drown himself. Or I would tell her about you know, I used to do stand up about being bullied in school, being getting called dancing fag or fairy boy, and I didn't mention in that stand up, you know, the time that three guys came up to me at a party and just kicked me in the head while yelling, "Faggot, you know where you stand." Do you know what I mean? I don't know why I keep saying, do you know what I mean? I think you understand what I mean. But this is.
And Josh, if she said to you, the community's not ready for it, what would you say?
Well, I would say to her, they are. I mean, the polling shows they are. This is actually not a controversial issue. 63% of people want to see this. 74% of Labour voters want to see this. At the moment in this country, if you're gay, you're much more likely to experience self-harm, depression, homelessness, eating disorders, drug abuse. You're 5 to 14 times more likely to attempt suicide. And the biggest contributing factor to that is homophobia. And the Marriage Act, as it stands, it empowers homophobia. And it needs to change, I think.
Hi, my name is Josh Thomas, and you're listening to Joy 949, which is, it's for gay people.
The Melbourne Argonauts Queer Rowing Club runs regular introductions to rowing courses. Everyone's welcome to come along and make new friends and be part of a team sport that only requires a willingness to have a go and a bit of commitment. If you ever wanted to get on the end of an oar, check out melbourneargonauts.com for more details.
Motor friends, they're Australia's leading gay and lesbian car club. It's not about the car, it's about the people. Log on to motorfriends.org.au. That's Motor Friends, MOTAFRENZ.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
It's gay school. This is Generation X and Joy 94.9, my favourite part of the week. All together in the studio for once. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9, gay school, where we look at the news in the gay world this week. Now, the first one really irritated me. Rick Santorum, people who've listened regularly to Generation X knows that I'm obsessed with the US elections and the Republicans in the current election cycle. Well, a lot of people have been saying that they're not very good and that maybe they're a bit crap, basically. Rick Santorum, Google Santorum, by the way, if you don't really know who he is, or not Google Santorum. So Rick Santorum has promised that if he becomes president, he's going to annul all the gay marriages that have been officially recognised across the 7 or 8 states in the United States that have same-sex marriage. So he's basically, he was interviewed by Chuck Todd, and he explained that not only would he support a federal constitution amendment banning same-sex marriage, he supports invalidating all currently legal same-sex unions. He says, "I think that marriage has to be one thing for everybody. We can't have 50 different marriage laws in the country. You have to have one marriage law." And he says, "Well, what would happen to the gay couples who have been married?" And he says, "Well, their marriage would be invalid. I think if the Constitution says marriage is this, then people whose marriage is not consistent with the Constitution, I'd love to think there's another way of doing it." So, what do you guys think about that, invalidating people's marriages?
Yeah, it's crap, basically. I mean, you can't just override something that's already been done. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you've got people like Kim Kardashian getting married for 72 days. It's not like the institution's already buggered completely, so...
Exactly, yeah. It would be interesting, though, to imagine the gay couples who have been married and gone to the whole expense of... maybe they have a case to sue the federal government in that instance for the cost of their weddings and for damages and for all the
expenses.
All the expenses and all the emotional investment that they've put into it. Could you quantify that, I suppose?
Exactly.
I think the easier thing is just don't put him in charge.
Yes.
Well, that's, you know, that's the one very good thing about this is that the newspapers are saying that he's surging in Iowa, which is slightly dirty joke, depending on which way you're looking at it. The Iowa caucus is on Tuesday. So the United States presidential process of selecting candidates is quite complicated, and they go state to state. It's not like they just have it all in one go. And Iowa is the first one off the bat, which is quite strange because it's a relatively small state. So it's this sort of small number of people who get to decide who is the early front runner. And a lot of people have been saying that that Mitt Romney is probably the front runner, and the next after that would be somebody like maybe Newt Gingrich or Rick Perry, one of the candidates. And Rick Santorum has been coming third in a lot of polls, so there's a slim chance. Actually, no, Ron Paul is second, actually. I correct myself there. But there's a slim chance he might get up. So I don't know. I mean, stranger things have happened, I suppose.
At least he's put in it clear what his views are. Like, at least give him respect for that he's stating what he wants. It'd be worse than no one knowing his view on it.
Yeah.
Then he gets in charge and just makes it all invalid. Like, exactly. At least we know where he stands.
Well, he's not any better than a lot of the other Republican candidates, like Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry. They all support having a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, and presumably this would be the result of that all gay marriages in the United States would be still valid. It wouldn't be like in California after Prop 8 was passed. The people who already had married, their marriages are still recognized. It's just they're not going to recognize anymore in the future. Interesting, I think. The second story that I wanted to talk about was Kelly Clarkson. Now, she's a big... she and I have one thing in common. We're big on Twitter. The one thing that we really differ on is politics, and she's endorsed Ron Paul, who is a Republican, and he's one of these people who's... always sort of traditionally been on the outside of the traditional mainstream Republican candidates. He's a libertarian, and Kelly Clarkson supports Ron Paul, I suppose. She says, she's tweeted, if he wins the nomination for the Republican Party in 2012, he's got my vote. Too bad he probably won't. Now, she tweeted that, and she got this big, enormous backlash on Twitter from all these people pointing out that in the 90s, Ron Paul had these newsletters that were anti-gay and quite racist in nature. A couple of things that they said was that the one 1994 publication claims that gay men had no reason to live past 50 as they would have no children and enjoyed the pity associated with AIDS. He also, but he's sort of since then, he said, oh, no, I had nothing to do with that. It was under my name, but I didn't read it, which, you know, like if it's under your name.
It sounds like a bit of a cop-out if you ask me. It's a bit of a wash your hands of the situation.
Yeah. So I don't know what we think about that. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. It's 13 minutes to 8 o'clock left on the thing. And the last story here, I was quite amused by it, was Taylor Lautner coming out. Almost, but not really. Somebody had mocked up an issue of a cover of People magazine to make it look like Taylor Lautner, star of the Twilight movies, had come out, and it had this very believable looking front cover saying "out and proud," how he's out and proud gay man now. And a lot of people fell for the joke, and they tweeted their congratulations to Taylor Lautner. Good for you, Taylor Lautner. But it turns out it was faked. It was totally mocked up. So celebrities sent their congratulations to the 19-year-old, but it's actually fake. So, I don't know, a bit disappointing?
People have no lives, I'm just going to say.
What, the people mocking up the thing or the people responding?
People are, who has the time to make an out and proud Buddy magazine cover like?
It's a really good job.
Yeah, it was really interesting because I saw it and it fooled me for a minute. But then, the next minute, I saw that it's a fake. But yeah, it did fool me, and it's actually reminded me of last week. There were rumors that John Bon Jovi had died, and it was started off as this fake Twitter campaign. It started off with a media release that somebody had mocked up. So it's interesting the kind of reach that you can get if you have a bit of skill with Photoshop, or you can just type up a media release and you have a website. Absolutely. This is Generation X and Joy 94.9. That's Gay School for another week. If you've got stories that you really want to hear on Joy 94.9 for the youth show, you can email us anytime at generationnext@joy.org.au. We read those throughout the week. And we'd also love to hear your queer questions. That's the segment where we answer your little dilemmas and your problems in your personal lives, I suppose. Queer questions with generationnext@joy.org.au. You can email us any time of the week. This is Generation Next. What are we playing next, Emma?
Kelly Clarkson. I'm not really sure why.
How appropriate.
If you've been a victim of a crime, such as a physical or sexual assault, over the past 2 years and reported it to the Victorian Police, then you're entitled to compensation. Call Joy's sponsor, Victims of Crime Counselling and Compensation Services, on 1800 000055 for more details. 1800 000055.
Join us at Chill Out Daylesford in March for a long weekend of cultural, artistic and outdoor events, including the opening party, boot scooting bush dancing at the Town Hall, the colourful street parade and the ever-favourite dance party.
Carnival Day has two stages, plus Joy 94.9 will broadcast live on the day to bring you all the excitement of Chill Out 2012.
The free shuttle bus will get you around the events too, so enjoy Queer Country Pride in Spa Country and be sure to book your accommodation now.
Visit chilloutfestival.com.au to see all the events and times, plus buy your tickets online now with a discount for purchases made in advance.
Joy sponsored Chill Out Festival Daylesford. Labor Day long weekend, March 9 to 12.
See you there. Hey, it's Joy 94.9, Generation X, the youth show, right here on Joy 94.9. 6 minutes to 8 o'clock here. We've got just 6 minutes until the end of my career on Joy, I suppose, for a little while at least anyway. One of my favorite things the last couple of weeks, I don't know if you guys have seen it, Shit Girls Say.
Do you know anything about computers?
What's wrong with my computer?
Hey, are you near a computer?
Can you read this and see if it makes sense?
Can you look something up for me?
Could you do me a huge favor?
Could you do me a huge favor? Could you not do that, please?
Could you pass me that blanket? Could you turn it up a bit?
Sorry, can you just turn it down a little bit?
Oh, I had such a good sleep.
I had to get up at like 6 this morning.
Reach in my bag.
Go into my purse.
Did I lock the door? Yes.
What's my password?
Listen to this email. Listen. Shut up.
I hate trying on clothes.
Cute.
Twinsies!
Do I look like a doily?
You look good.
No, you're not.
First of all, ew.
I know, right?
I mean, get it together.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not even joking right now.
Yes, so that's a Shit Girl Say, and that's actually received about 7 million hits on YouTube, so I don't know if that, does that count as a phenomenon, I suppose?
It does, viral video.
Viral video? It's a couple of weeks old, so I'm slightly out of date there on the bandwagon, but yeah, it's really funny, and you were, Anna, you were sticking your hands
I
up at a few things.
Up. Guilty.
Yeah.
My favourite thing was, I had to get up at 6 this morning, which is just straight out of my vocabulary, which is a bit frightening, actually, but yeah, it's from two internet comedians, and they started off as a Twitter account.
Yeah, it is,
Matt,
yeah.
you were mentioning before.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on today, but it was all over today. I'm not sure what was going on, but there was a ton of Shit Girls there.
Yeah. So it's just basically like, it's just basically just, you know, the shit that girls say, and it's very innocuous sort of things. But
I'm so familiar with so many of those as well.
Yeah.
It's my own partner. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Funny, random things that you say. And it's actually had 3 episodes so far. The first episode actually had a cameo appearance by Juliette Lewis, who is an actress, I'm told. And she also made an appearance in the second one. The third one was slightly different. It was like 2 skits, one of them with Juliette Lewis. So yeah, get onto that Shit Girl Say, and also the Twitter profile, twitter.com/ Shit Girl Say. I'm going to stop saying shit on radio because it feels vaguely wrong. I don't know. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. We've just got a couple of minutes to go. I think we've got to wrap it up for me and for the start of 2012. This is the first show for 2012. Thank you guys all for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Making the way in and suffering through what is a hangover maybe for some of you, perhaps, not really.
Couple day hangover.
Yeah. It's really bad, especially if you still have a hangover the day after, the day after, which is what today is.
you know you've done a good job if you've got a hangover 2 days later.
Yeah.
No, it was a good night.
Absolutely. I just want to... I didn't really want to have a big speech, I suppose, at the end. But yes, I wanted to just thank Joy 94.9 for putting up with me for the last year and a half and for entrusting me with Generation Next. It's a fabulous show, and I'm very, very proud to be involved with it. And I think I like to think that I've done a decent job with it, I suppose. I'm getting nods in the studio, so follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GenNextJoy949, or you can find us on the brand new Facebook, search Generation Next on Facebook, and that's where you can find us. And make sure you catch up with the podcast. We podcast every single week, the shows that go to air, joy.org.au. Just click through the podcasts and all the links and everything. It's been absolutely fabulous getting to talk to Melbourne's LGBT youth audience every week for the past year and a half, and I've been very, very proud to be involved. I'm going to stop talking now because I'm gushing a little bit. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. What's the next song coming up, Emma?
It's Punching in a Dream by The Naked and Famous, and I promised myself I wouldn't cry.